Okay, 14th parak of Zvachim, 3rd Mishnah. Mechusas man bein bekufa bein bebayilav. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about somebody who brings a korban outside the base of Mikdash, and that korban was not in the right time to be brought. If he brings it outside the base of Mikdash, he will not get kares. Ezu mechusas man bebayilav. What's an example? There's something missing by the owner. That is before the time. Azov, vazov, these are different tumas. But you'll let this, any one of these tumas that the korban was brought before he was matar himself. This korban was supposed to be brought to be after the person is tar, and he brought it when he was still within the tumah process. Or mitzayra, mitzayra also has to bring it after he finishes his mitzayra process. Shekriv v'chatos and v'asham v'chutz. If they brought the chatos ha'oshim, then the turim, because chatos and oshim can only be brought on his prescribed time. It cannot be brought as a gift offering. But if they brought the same v'shalmein v'chutz chayovim, they brought the oil v'shalmein, then the chayov. Why? Because since our oil shlomim can be brought as a nedav, as a gift offering, then some of the potential can be brought, even though the time for the chiyuv for this specific situation of his tumah did not come, but still he's considered roy worthy of bringing a korban oil of shlomim at that point of time. A person who's mala psachatos psar osham. We're talking about the edible part, not the part that's supposed to be burnt. And you burnt it outside the base of Mikdash as a korban. Or misal kodesh kadoshim, a basar of kodesh kadoshim, misal kodesh kalim, flesh of korbanos like a shlomim. Moiser oime, after they brought the part of the oime that's supposed to be brought in the mizbeach, the rest of the oime, shtei lechem, lechem aparim, these korbanos that are eaten by kohanim. Shoy menachas, after he gave the koimetz of the mincha, that's the leftover of the mincha, which goes to the kohanim. So all these things, he didn't bring the part that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, he brought the part that's supposed to be eaten. Therefore, he won't get kares. Also, instead of burning the korban, he's yoytzek, boilel, he pours oil into a mincha, he mixes up the mincha, poited, he breaks up the pieces of the baked mincha, moilech, he salts, and menef, he waves the offering, megish, he puts it on the corner of the mizbeach. Outside of the base of Mikdash, Masalis a Shulchan, he sets up a Shulchan outside of the base of Mikdash. Mates of Zaneris, he sets up the menorah outside of the base of Mikdash. Vakoyimitz, he takes off the Koyimitz, the handful of flour from the bread offering. Makabel Dom Bechutz, if he just receives the Dom without sprinkling it outside, all these are pot. Because there's two parts. One of them are things that are not supposed to be burnt at all. And the other parts are things that are not the Gemara Avoid. It's just different stages in the Avoid. And Chayim Alav, and also in these Malachas, Avoidas, you're not Chayim Shum Zoris. If he was not a Kohen and he did it, so he's Potter. And he's only also Chayim when he did the complete Avoid, not just the beginning part of the Avoid. Lamishum Shum Tumah, he won't get a chorus for being Oivir B'Tumah. Lamishum Mechus B'Godim, also he will not get the lab of doing avoda without full Quranic garments, lemishum rochus yadam raglaim, and the fact that he didn't wash his hands and feet beforehand, also all these things, he's not chayv misa b'deishamayim.